Good morning and welcome to today's Pep Talk. So today's Pep Talk is all about doing your future self a favor. I am so big on this concept of doing your future self a favor. And the reason I'm so big on this concept is because we think about our future selves all the time, but we often don't do our future selves a favor, even when we're feeling really driven and really motivated. For example, most of the time, when we're about to set a goal for ourselves or a new habit or a new routine, we think on Monday, that's it. I'm going to book a gym class every single day. I'm going at 6 a.m. Bang, 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 bang. Or from Sunday onwards, I'm going to prep all my meals. And not only am I going to prep those meals, but they're the fucking meals that I'm going to be eating Monday through to Friday. That's what I'm doing. So we plan all this shit for the self of next week, for the self of next month. And it's so easy to do that from the comfort of this beautiful meal that you're having. Most of the time when we make these plans, we're currently indulging in something that we're not planning on doing for our future self. So often, and this is like typical of my mother and my aunties, they'll be eating cake, shoving it in their face, saying, we're cutting out sugar for the next month. This is the last one. Do you know how easy it is when you're currently satisfying a temptation or a craving to then make these plans for the future? It's so easy because you're also you're thinking, oh, you know, I'm feeling like I'm eating more than I really even need to be. I'm feeling like I've just really shoved my face with sugar. I probably could have easily had half, but I'm going to empower myself by saying that for the next week, I'm not even going to touch sugar. It's a lie that we tell ourselves. We tell ourselves this lie all the time. We do this to ourselves constantly, yet it never works. And the weird thing is that we fall for it again and again and again. It's like we are just suckers for this specific kind of failure or punishment, okay? So in reverse, I want you to actually do your future self a favor. Instead of saying, I'm not going to do anything right now to action this, but my future self is going to action it because for some weird reason, my future self is going to be a more driven, motivated, less tempted version of myself, which is not the reality. Instead, turn it around and you think, what can I do right now? What action could I do now, today, that will serve my future self? You are turning the tables around. You are reversing it, okay? So no matter where you are in the day, whether it's the morning, whether it's nighttime, no matter how busy you are, you can always do something for your future self. And I would love for you to take this concept with you into almost every single day of your life. Because there's always something you can do, always something. For example, if you are somebody that takes the trash, ties the knot and puts it at the front door, and then every morning, the next morning, you're like, oh, fuck, I went to put something in the bin, but there's no bag. There's no like bag in the bin. You then have to go and fucking grab a bag. Whatever. That could be the favor that you do for your tomorrow self. Don't build it up to be this massive thing. You start small. And when you do that favor enough, it becomes a habit. It becomes a ritual and you can't even fathom not doing it because you feel weird, okay? So that's the beauty of doing these favors for your future self. Alternatively, you could be doing something a lot more. Let's say that you're someone like my mum and auntie who are saying, that's it, I'm going to cut out this, whatever. If you're the kind of person who is like, I really want to eat healthy, I really want to X, Y, Z, but then the moment you eat one quote unquote bad food or whatever you want to call it, a treat, a sugary thing, whatever you consider it to be. I mean, personally, I don't like to categorize foods as good, bad, whatever. I don't like to put too much emotion towards foods, but that's a whole nother story. If you're in that situation, a lot of people will have one thing that they have labeled as bad in their mind and they think, well, the day's a write-off now, so I might as well just fill up the day with as much bad shit as possible. Might as well sicken myself so that way tomorrow I'm disgusted at my actions of today and I'm more likely to eat healthy. That's what a lot of people do. What you could do as an alternative is if you start the day and you end up, you know, eating something that wasn't your intended idea for the start of the day, is to say, I'm going to do my tomorrow self, my future self a favor. And the meal prep that I thought I was going to start tomorrow, I'm going to start today and I'm going to have one of those meals for dinner, for example. Or even though I've normally would blow the rest of the day away, I'm going to go and do a yoga class, you know, really feel good about myself, really feel good within my body and not feel like I have to punish myself because I just ate this one thing which I have loaded so much emotion onto, for example. Another thing you could do is make that one fucking phone call that you've been dreading all week or setting up, this is me, I'm taking a leaf out of my own book, today, right now, I'm going to set up that, you know, the toll payment tag So that way I do my future self a favor. So every time I go through a toll, I'm not thinking, fuck, I'm going to get a fine because I didn't do the tag. Little shit like that. It's the tiniest things. But at the start of the day, you want to think, how can I do my future self a favor? And then at the end of the day, I want you to note down what that thing was. And if there's nothing, get the fuck out of bed and just put your outfit together for the following day. Doesn't have to be your workout. You don't have to be working out. Just your outfit for the day of tomorrow. So that way you get one little task out of the way. You've done yourself that little favor. You've made your day just that little bit easier. You've set up the outfit. You've put your shoes out. It's nice to feel organized. It's nice to wake up thinking, I'm so glad my old self did that for me today. That is so awesome of me, all right? Now, your future self also is any version of yourself that is in front of where you are. So for the purpose of today's episode, I want to break it down into two categories, okay? So there is the very near future self, okay? And that is the you of tonight, the you of next week, okay? Pretty much like in the next couple of days. That's like putting the outfit out for tomorrow. That is, you know, the meal prep. That's vacuuming tonight so that tomorrow you don't have to do it. Shit like that. Little task that you can take away from the future self and do it now if you have the capacity. That's version one. The other version is your further future self. Like we're talking 6 to 18 months from today. The kind of version of you that if you were to start a habit today or a hobby or learning a skill where you're consistent, obviously, and you're doing it regularly, like 5 days out of seven or, you know, three days out of five, whatever, that in a 6 to 18 month time frame, you would really start to see some big changes. You would really start to see achievements. You would really start to reap some rewards. You'd see growth in these areas. That's what I mean about more of a long-term future self, where if you were to implement these little daily things, when you were to look back after 18 months, you'd be like, fuck, look at the difference that I've made. Look at the difference that that time has made, right? So ideally, and this is like a little task for you, you can just pick one of them, but I would love if you have the capacity, which most of us do, to do one for each category every single day, okay? One for the short-term future you, do that tiny little task for tomorrow, and one for the long-term future you. So that is where you're working on a habit, a ritual, a skill, something where you're seeing long-term growth, where there isn't like a cap at the end of it, where you can exponentially continue growing. And that's why I always think like learning a kind of skill is really good for that, because you can always improve in a skill no matter where you are, no matter how good you are. And that's why I love to choose like, you know, a language or an instrument or a dance or drawing, whatever it is, but something that you can be working towards, or even something more like more linked to your career. It doesn't have to be a hobby, okay? Now, to implement all of this, what I personally do, and I want you guys to use as well, is I say a little statement to myself, because we all have this little moment of like that initial oomph, that initial drive to get up and do something, and we are so good at then pausing and thinking, later. We, you know, where you think, oh, I could do that right now. That is when you should be jumping up and doing it and blah. But we're always intercepting it with like, oh, but actually that's really unpleasant because it means that I've got to put my shoes on. It means that I have to go outside. Is it going to be cold outside? Do I need to put a jacket on? Oh, too much effort. Not going to do it. Not going to do it today so my tomorrow self can do it. That interception of negative thoughts is going to continue to happen. So to think that it's not going to happen is, you know, kind of being naive when you already know yourself so well. So instead of that, ideally, you want to implement the 5-second rule that Mel Robbins always talks about. But if you're not implementing that 5-second rule and you're not jumping up the moment you think I've got to do that, and you start talking yourself out of it, what I say to myself once I've started that little conversation back and forth of like, nah, I'll do it later, and I justify why I should do it later, I then stop and I ask myself, what am I telling my future self by not doing this thing right now? And then I think, fuck that. My future self will be so annoyed at me and so disappointed. Sometimes I look at myself and I look at the past and I think, why didn't you just do that fucking thing? Now I've got too much to do today. Or why didn't you just, when you were doing nothing and you weren't even enjoying your spare time, you're just sitting scrolling on your phone, why wasn't that the time that you were practicing the guitar or were, you know, doing Duolingo, learning a language? It's frustrating. And all you have to do is put yourself right now in a position where you're annoyed at your past self for not taking action on something. Remember that emotion. And that is the emotion that you have to think about when you're asking yourself, what will it mean to my future self if I do not take action on this thing right now? Okay? And more often than not, you're going to think it's not worth it to not take action on this thing. It's such a simple task. Just do it. Or do 10% of that task. Do something. And then the moment you've gone and done that task and you sit back down, you will always, always feel better for having done it. You never regret doing a task that's going to help your future self, ever. You never regret taking the rubbish out, ever, right? It's just annoying when you're doing it. But it feels good. It feels good to have a tidy home. It feels good to have worked towards something that makes your space cleaner, something that helps you grow, something that helps you learn, something that makes you healthier, fitter, happier, calmer, okay? So that is what I want you to focus on today. You're going to do your future self a favor. You're going to think about category A and category B. Ideally, you're going to do one from each category. And when all else fails, you're going to then intercept it and ask yourself, what will it mean to my future self if I don't take action on this task? And then watch yourself go and take action. Amazing. I hope you guys enjoyed today's pep talk. As always, please remember, be kind to yourself, be kind to your brain. Don't take shit from anyone, and especially don't take shit from yourself. Donker.